This is Tessa Fields. I'm going to take you down into a deep hypnotic trance. Right now, just find a comfortable, quiet place to listen and continue when you're ready. Very good. What I'd like you to do now is just get comfortable. Your only job at all right now is just to simply follow directions. If I ask you to listen, then simply listen. If I ask you to imagine, then simply imagine. See? Very, very basic directions. Now, the first direction I'd like you to follow is to allow yourself to relax. Just allow your breathing to become steady and calm. And just allow yourself to slow down. Very good. And I would like you to focus on your breathing now. Notice how easy it is to use the power of your mind and your thoughts to slow it down. You can notice how each inhale can feel so cleansing and how each exhale can allow you to relax a bit further. Just in and out, cleansing and relaxing, inhaling and exhaling. Very good. And as you think about your breathing, I'd like you to focus on something else as well. I'd like you to think about your feet for a moment. And as you concentrate on your feet, think about how with each inhale and exhale, you can just let go of the tiny muscles in your ankles and your feet. Breathing in that cleansing air and letting all those little muscles just relax as you exhale. Breathing away any tension, just in and out, inhaling and exhaling. Breathing away all that tension, just allowing them to relax. Very good. You're doing well, just learning how to relax. And now you can allow that feeling of relaxation to spread up into your calves. And then right into your knees. Inhaling, exhaling, just letting all the muscles go limp. Limp and loose and lazy. And as that sensation moves into your thighs, you might notice how easy it is now to relax. How skilled you are becoming at using your breathing to relax your body. All those thigh muscles letting go and relaxing. Each exhale letting you become loose and limp. It is important to have this skill as you move that feeling of relaxation up into your hips, allowing each exhale to help each fiber of every muscle just let go and relax, taking you down into a deeper sense of relaxation. And it feels good to relax this way. And moving that feeling into your lower back becomes even easier than before. When you use your breathing to relax your lower back, you may find that you are starting to feel a bit of a tingling sensation in your muscles as your body continues to relax. It is all perfectly natural, even as that soothing sense of ease continues to flow up your back and into your shoulders. All the muscles growing loose and limp as you allow yourself to sink down and down into a deeper state of relaxation. Each exhale allowing you to sink down, down and down into that peaceful state of relaxation. Even more relaxed now as you use your breathing to send that sensation up into your arms, and all the way down to the ends of your fingertips. Letting go, down and down, muscles loose and limp. And as that feeling of complete relaxation moves into your neck, you can let all those little muscles relax as well. And all those little muscles in your face, loose and limp, as you may even become aware of a bit of dryness in your mouth as you let this feeling wash over you. Relaxation running all through your body. Each exhale helping you to sink down, down and down, deeper and deeper. In and out, taking you deeper. Relaxing so fully as you drift down, drifting down into deep sleep. Deep sleep. Each and every time I say the words deep sleep, you can allow yourself to sink down to this level of depth and relaxation, or even deeper. Very good. It feels so good to relax this way. It feels so good to go so deep. And I'd like to take you even deeper now. And you already know that it is easy to go deep just by listening and following directions. And what I'm going to ask you to do right now is just to imagine. I'd like you to imagine yourself right now, completely naked, at the top of a set of stairs. A set of stairs with 10 steps in front of you. And in a moment, I'm going to ask you to walk down those steps, from the 10th step all the way down to the first. And as you walk down the stairs, you will find yourself growing very aroused at the anticipation of the adventure ahead of you. And you can steady yourself as you step down now from the 10th step to the 9th, right now. And you may start to wonder why it is so easy to follow my directions as you step down to the 8th step. And you can see yourself feeling the impact of each step through your body as you step down, getting excited and aroused. Stepping down even further to 7. Feel the air moving through the room, making you feel a little tingly and even more excited as you move down to 6. So excited, down and down, further and further, down to 5. And you may notice something that is hard to see clearly on the ground at the foot of the stairs. As you step down to 4. And that item comes a bit clearer as you now see the red color of the item below as you step down, down and down to 3. Notice the shiny satin fabric of that red item as you move down to 2. Feeling the anticipation and the arousal grow as you now see the details of those satin red panties moving down to 1. And down to the bottom now. Red girly panties casually tossed onto the floor in front of you as if they've been waiting here all along just for you. And do you notice now how instinctive it is to want to pick them up? You know you'd like to pick them up. And you can pick them up. And you can probably see yourself now bending down to pick them up. And notice how the moment your skin touches that fabric, you start to get aroused. So aroused by the feel of red girly panties. Because the longer you touch the shiny red fabric, the more aroused you start to feel. Feeling so turned on just from the feel of red, girly, satin panties. And as you allow yourself to feel aroused by these panties in your hair, you may look ahead and notice that there are many items ahead of you, just tossed onto the floor waiting for you to pick them up. But first, I know that you know that it would feel so good to try these panties on, to bend down and slip each leg right into those panties. And I'm sure you can feel how the fabric touches your skin as you start to pull them up your legs, pulling those panties all the way up, feeling that shiny satin fabric up against your skin. And do you notice how the moment you pull those panties all the way up, your arousal starts to get even more intense? It feels good to stand here in panties. And there's something funny about people that like to wear red satin girly panties, because girls normally like to wear red satin girly panties, and you like to wear them. So I wonder what that says about you. But you don't need to think about that right now. You can just continue walking. Walking ahead till you see the next item on the floor. Taking several steps forward until you see those black stockings on the floor in front of you. And in the light, you might notice how they glimmer just a little bit. Those black nylon stockings on the floor ahead of you. And you can allow yourself to pick up those too. And you can notice how that fabric feels smooth and shiny as well, but still so different from the shiny red girly panties you have on. And if those satin red girly panties feel good on your skin, then imagine how these shiny black nylon stockings will feel. Because you can allow yourself to put your left leg inside one. And you can pull the stockings right up, smoothing out the black, shiny, slippery nylon as you smooth it across your skin. Pulling it up and up till you can just snap the top in place upon your thigh. And then you can grab the other one. And you can slip it over your right foot. And you can savor each moment as you just pull those stockings up and up your leg. With that shiny, black, slippery nylon against your skin. And as you snap those into place on your right thigh, you might notice how it sends a little bit of an electrical feeling up through your skin, reminding you of how you feel in those red, girly, satin panties. And I wonder how you feel that you look right now. Maybe a little silly, but probably more aroused. And I wonder if you can notice the way all the fabrics touch you and how they create those little electrical sensations through your skin that start to make you feel that much more aroused and that much more horny. Just like girls feel when they wear shiny red girly panties and slippery black nylon. And it feels good to have these things against your skin. But you know that there's more out there that can make you feel aroused. So it makes you want to walk. Walk a little further ahead, noticing another item in the distance, just laying on the floor. As you start to walk, you might notice the way the nylon rubs against each other as your legs swish back and forth. And how horny and excited and aroused you get as you walk forward. Noticing a pair of very tall, black, high heels on the floor ahead of you. Pretty, sexy, black, leather high heels. They're shiny as well. They're like a patent leather that just makes you want to touch it, makes you want to hold it, and see how the light glints off the shininess of the leather. But you know it would feel so much better to slip one of your nylon-clad feet into that black high heel. Using your left foot, you can notice how easily your foot slides into the high heel because the black nylons are just so slippery as you put your left foot in. Doesn't that feel nice, the way it cradles your foot? How long and slender your legs look when you're in high heels, especially as you slip your right foot down into that high heel. Because if you look down at yourself now, you can see how sexy and shapely your legs look in those black slippery nylons, fitted right into those shiny black leather high heels. So tall, so sexy. It just looks so good with your red, shiny satin panties on top. And you might notice that as you start to walk forward again, how these high heels make you walk a little bit differently. You start to walk with your hips swinging from side to side, almost as if you can't help yourself, starting to walk just the way girls do. Letting your hips swing from side to side as you walk forward. Walking forward, noticing another black item lying on the ground ahead of you. Walking with your hips swaying from side to side, just like horny girls do. Trying to get a little attention as they walk, with their hips moving from left to right and side to side. Walking right up ahead until you see that little black lace dress thrown on the floor. Again, it's like it's just been waiting here for you all along. And you can pick up that dress, and you can feel a little bit of the coarseness of that lace fabric in your hands. And as you notice the texture of the fabric, you might notice how excited it makes you. How it starts to just make you feel so horny, so sexy, on top of how slutty you feel in your tall, tall high heels and those slippery black nylons and your smooth, satiny, red, girly panties. You look so sexy and slutty right now, but imagine how you'd feel if you just stepped into that little black dress. That little black lace dress with the spaghetti straps that you can hold in your hands as you slide the dress up your body, letting the lace hug your frame, feeling it move against your skin as you slip your arms into those pretty little spaghetti straps, how it seems to hug every part of your body. And if you were to run your hands up and down your body, you'd notice how you feel even sexier now. So horny, so desperately horny that it makes you feel so slutty. Just so slutty and horny as you feel your body through the black lace of this tiny, tiny dress. And you might notice now the sounds as you walk forward again. The slippery black nylons rubbing against each other as you walk and walk. And how that black lace dress seems to move with you, hugging every part of your body as you step forward, with your hips swaying from side to side, feeling so horny and so slutty. Oh, almost perfect as you just walk forward. Farther and farther, farther and farther, till you see something a little silly on the ground. Something blonde, long flowing locks. And if you were to bend down, gently bending down in those tall, high heels, you might grab that in your hand and notice the long blonde hair of this wig and how much it would complement your black dress that hugs your body so nicely. And those tall, tall black high heels, the slippery black nylon, and the little gem of red shiny panties hiding beneath your skirt. And I'm sure if you were to slip that wig on. You would feel the hair brushing up against your shoulders, the long, blonde, flowing locks touching your shoulders, making you feel just so girly and so silly and so slutty. And you can even use your hands to flip your hair around, noticing how it just feels so natural to be dressed this way. So natural to feel so girly and so sexy and so slutty. I'd like you to continue walking now, because there's one more item ahead of you on your adventure. And you might notice now, you feel like it's just such a complete package now. Can you notice how your hips sway from side to side so effortlessly? As if you were born to wear these things, born to feel this way. Walking forward with your hips swaying from left to right, side to side. Long blonde hair touching your shoulders as it sways from side to side with your walk. You might even notice the other sounds in the room. The swish, swish of the slippery black nylons as you walk. The click, clack of your high heels as they touch the floor. And as you walk ahead, you might see a little silver item on the floor, just sort of glowing and waiting for you. And as you come closer, you can notice now that it's a little tube of lipstick. And I'd like you to bend down and pick up the lipstick and hold it in your hand. And notice how smooth the shiny silver tube feels in your hand. And how excited you get as you hold it. The anticipation of being able to paint your lips. Paint your lips a bright ruby red so you can look just as sexy and girly and slutty as you feel. And I'd like you to hold on to that for just a moment, because I would like to reveal you to yourself. So continue walking ahead until you notice that big mirror up ahead. That long floor-length mirror, just sort of glimmering in the distance. And you might even notice how your heartbeat starts to race a little at the thought of seeing yourself looking so sexy and so slutty. Holding that lipstick as you walk forward, coming into view, seeing yourself in that mirror for that first time, looking at how sexy you look, how girly you look, and how slutty you look with your short black lace dress and the top of your stockings peeking out from underneath the skirt, knowing that you're hiding those shiny red panties underneath. Looking at how good your legs look with your feet slipped into those high, high, high heels. Long blonde hair framing your face and your shoulders. You notice how it's hard to resist touching yourself when you see yourself this way, feeling so girly and sexy and slutty. I'd like to reveal something to you about that lipstick in your hand. It's a very special, special tube of lipstick. If I were to allow you to uncap this lipstick and paint your lips like the slut that you are, you'd notice that the more you touched yourself with the lipstick, and the brighter red your lips get, the more slutty and sexy and girly you'll feel. Slutty and sexy and girly. And I know you'd like to feel those things on a much more intense level now. Because after all, only girls like to wear shiny red panties and short slutty dresses. And you like wearing shiny red panties and short slutty dresses. So maybe it's possible that you're really a girl. And as you look at yourself in the mirror, you can notice now that you definitely look like a girl. slutty and sexy and girly. And I'd like you to see yourself opening that lipstick now and turning the tube so that red lipstick rises up from the middle. And notice how excited you get as you see it rise up and up out of the tube. And how it feels so natural to look at yourself in the mirror and start to put the lipstick on your bottom lip. And as you cover your bottom lip, you might notice how you feel even more slutty and sexy and girly. And as you go round in a circle up to the top lip, even more aroused, so horny, so desperately horny. Round and round, the bottom lip to the top lip, and the bottom lip to the top lip. Each circle around your lips, making them brighter and brighter. Red and more red. And the more vibrant the red, the more sexy and girly and slutty you feel. And as you feel yourself growing more sexy, more slutty, more girly, you might notice how your clitty starts to ache in your panties. Looking at yourself in the mirror, head to toe, your high heels to your nylons, to your dress, to your wig, and those slutty, slutty red lips. Because the more you put on, the sluttier you become. So aroused as your clitty just aches in your panties. I don't know if it's possible to become any sexier, any girlier, or any slutty than you feel right now. I'd like you to go ahead and drop that lipstick and look at those vibrant, glowing red lips in the mirror. And as you do, you'll be able to feel how horny and slutty and sexy and girly you feel right now. And you might even be tempted to run your hands over your body, feeling the texture of that coarse lace under your hands as you pull your skirt up, revealing those red satin panties. And you're just so girly and horny and slutty. I know you can't help but to touch it. You want to rub that clitty so bad, because that's what horny, slutty girls do. You're such a... And after all, putting on bright red lipstick and wearing whore's clothing makes you feel girly and slutty. So you must be a girl. You must be a girl. Because girls stick their hands in their panties like you want to right now. Like you're going to allow yourself to do right now. Looking at yourself in the mirror, enjoying the sight of yourself as you start to rub your clitty, admitting the truth to yourself now, knowing that this is what you were born for, to be a silly, slutty, girly girl. And you might notice how good it feels to start to rub your little clitty right through your panties. And as you do, you may notice something different in the mirror now. As you look into the mirror, you can notice all the girls walking into the room to look at the slut. To look at the slut that dresses like a whore, standing in the mirror with her black nylons, her skirt up over her hips, long, blonde, slutty hair. Touching her clitty because she's just so horny she can't help herself. So horny that she can't help but to touch yourself and get that thing off in the mirror. Because you enjoy the way you look. You enjoy looking sexy and girly and slutty. Just like whores do. And you don't even mind the laughter as they watch you enjoying how slutty and sexy and horny you are. Thinking how funny it is that this is what you were born to be. A slutty, horny girl. A true whorish nature coming out as you rub yourself harder and harder. and faster and faster, like a desperate whore wanting to come so bad. Feeling so slutty and girly, rubbing it harder and harder and faster, as if all the laughter from the girls is making you even hornier, even sluttier, as it starts to come to a peak because you're such a whore you can't help but to touch it. Until you finally come in your girly panties. Come now, slut. Come now. Come now. Very good. Coming on command, just like sluts do. And it's easy to feel slutty. In front of all these people, showing how much you love to look like a whore. Coming in your panties like a silly bimbo. And I'm going to allow you to continue to feel this way, even as I bring you back up out of hypnosis by counting from 1 to 5. And as I count up from 1 to 5, you'll continue to feel slutty and girly and sexy. Knowing how natural it feels to feel slutty and girly and sexy. I'm going to start now by counting from 1, still feeling sexy and girly and slutty, even as we come a little more awake, coming up to 2, coming awake now, 3, let your body shift, starting to come awake, and 4, eyes opening now, and 5, wide awake and alert, wide awake and alert, wide awake and feeling girly and sexy and slutty.